Minnesota schools, in-school suspension is known as SCSI.
SCSI, school criminal, something like that, criminal investigation scene.
That's Marcus Pryor, a junior at Miami Northwestern. SCSI actually stands for School Center for Special Instruction, and Pryor says it can be a scary place.
The most kids that go to SCSI are the main bad ones, the main ones that like to pick on and bully and all that. And it makes you feel like you need to be on more on your toes because the other bad kids, they'll have their friends and them in there with them. Then that's the time they really want to make fun.
And Keisha Campbell, a sixth grader at Norland Middle School in Miami, says in-school suspension makes students feel like bad kids.
It's like jail. We have to have last lunch, and last lunch means like after all the kids eat, you really like get like the scraps left. So they're trying to teach you like a lesson, but I don't call it.
More than 450,000 Florida students were suspended last school year. The majority were in-school suspensions. Now, whether a student gets in-school or out-of-school suspension depends on the offense. A school fight might result in an out-of-school suspension. Minor offenses like consistent tardiness or wearing baggy clothing could result in an in-school suspension. Campbell got 10 days of in-school suspension for pushing a girl she says pushed her first.
They mark you absent for 10 days. And like me, I go to school every day. So like those 10 days like messed up everything.
That's because being on campus doesn't mean students are actually receiving instruction.
We didn't really do anything. All we just did is like we just read a book and just watched the other teachers like talk and eat and things.
Students are supposed to be doing work during in-school suspension.
Does that happen 100% of the time? Probably not.
Valtina Brown is a regional superintendent with Miami-Dade Public Schools. She says each school handles in-school suspensions differently. In Miami-Dade County, certified teachers supervise suspended students in a classroom and act as tutors. In Orange County, schools hire separate staff at a lower salary than beginning teachers. Earl Green handles discipline and student services at Orange County Public Schools. He says suspended students are better off on campus.
When a child is suspended out of school, many times they are on their own during the day. And lots of times they end up roaming the streets and getting into more trouble.
But some teachers question whether in-school suspension keeps students from breaking school rules.
Is it effective? I don't think so.
Jennifer Smith is a teacher at Hialeah High School in Miami.
Some students actually don't mind going there because they can sit there and do nothing, which a lot of times those were students who were sitting there doing nothing to begin with.
And there are disparities. Statewide, black male students are less likely to get in-school suspension. They are more likely to get out-of-school suspension than white, Hispanic, and Asian males combined. School officials say it mirrors national trends. And in Miami-Dade, the country's fourth largest school district, Valtina Brown says they're trying to figure out why.
Our superintendent has commissioned a task force to actually look at the phenomenon in Dade County. And that's what we're in the process of doing.
Over the last few years, she says out-of-school suspensions across all groups are down. I'm Sarah Gonzalez in Miami.